very welcome to speak if you wish to speak.
Excuse me.
Hello.
Hello. Can we help you?
Where are you?
I'm in another room, but I can hear you and see you clearly. So it seems a bit odd.
From my mother. I've lost my mother.
Ah, right.
Where is she?
Who
are you?
I'm a friend who've been sent to help you. So if you don't, I can help you, but you need to where are you? Can you describe what you last remember?
I was with my mother in the woods.
In the woods, right? Yes, I know. Right.
It's all dark and smoky.
So, but you don't need to worry now. You're going to be feeling a lot better soon. And if you can have a look, you might notice, even though it might still seem dark, there's a little bit of light around you. Can you see any light around you now? Might be quite small at first, but it'll get brighter. There's
I can't see anything.
There's help on the way, so you don't need to worry. Can you tell me your name or?
Jeremy.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Jeremy. Well, there's no need to worry. There is help, and you may. Are you feeling a bit warmer? Do you feel at all warm?
I feel scared and I can't see.
Yeah, I know. We all feel scared sometimes, but it's just the unknown, really. And you will be able to see and again pretty soon. So just keep your chin up, as they say. Keep looking. Have another look. Look what you can see through what you think is the darkness. You should be able to see a light, and in that light, you will see a familiar face coming towards you.
It's not my mother.
It might not be your mother, but it'll be someone you recognise, I think, or a very good, very friendly person. But I think it'll be someone you might recognise. Do you? Can you tell if it's a man or a woman yet?
My eyes hurt so much. I'm trying to see.
Ah, yes, yeah. It will be improved. Your eyes, if you give them a little blink and reopen them, and they'll gradually won't feel as it was probably a bit of smoke got in, but it, as I say, the smoke's cleared now. That's why you can see a bit more. You can see this light, and you can, if you have another look, you'll see. I think you might recognise who it is. Maybe it's a grandparent.
I think it's my dad.
Oh, lovely. Oh, that's nice.
But I don't see him very much.
Right. Well, that's very nice that he's come to help you. Yeah. So That's very lucky.
Don't go with him.
You absolutely, yes. You can. If you go with your dad, he'll help you out. He'll sort you out. You can rest your smoky eyes, and you'll feel a lot better. And he'll explain.
Is he a nice daddy now?
Oh yes. Now he is. I know daddies sometimes have troubles when they're younger, but he's much better now. In fact, I think he's a nice. You'll probably notice he seems much more at peace, much more peaceful and friendly now. Do you notice that?
Yes, but I still want to go to my mum.
Well, he'll probably be able to help you with that, but I think you've probably best go with him now, and then he'll help you out and be able to tell you. But the main thing is to get you out of those woods now and get you nice and warm and rest. I think you need a bit of rest now, and I'm sure you'll feel a lot better after a good rest, and your dad will help you with that, and I'm sure he'll take you to some other nice people and a nice place to go and have a nice safe rest. Perhaps give you some food. Are you a bit hungry?
No.
No.
I'm tired now.
Yeah. So if you go with your dad, maybe he's got a little gift for you or something. I don't know if he's brought anything, but if you go with him, he's got a surprise for you, maybe. Yeah. You going now? Well done. Well done, Jeremy.
Yeah. I don't feel scared anymore.
No, there's no need to be scared anymore. No, no. You'll be well looked after, I promise you.
I'm going to ask Mummy if she'll buy you a present.
Oh, oh, that's lovely. That's very sweet. Thank you, Jeremy. Yeah, thank you. And so if you go now, and maybe we'll see you again sometime.
What's your name?
I'm Paul.
Paul.
Yeah.
Paul.